bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam.
Wednesday. I refuse to say Wednesday. I refuse to say February, and I refuse to say Favre.
Well, you're going to have to
Favre. Favre.
That's it. I think it is French, isn't it?
I think so.
It's not French?
I don't know what it is, but I don't know how you get Favre out of Favre.
Yeah, the letters seem inverted, don't they?
Mm-hmm. He'll never be
a quarterback in the NFL with a name like that. Sorry, Brent Favre.
Packers went down.
Yeah.
I kind of liked that.
Yep. The Bears sit atop first place all by themselves.
Are you watching the World Series at all?
Well, now we're down to the NLCS and the ALCS. You know what's strange is it was such an emotional letdown for me when the Cubs were eliminated that if it was on, like if I turned the TV on and it was on, I'd watch a bit of it, but I'm not going out of my way. I want it to be the Red Sox and the Brewers. I think those are...
I'm going for the Brewers.
Yeah?
I'm going for the Brewers.
Both are very deserving of it. That'd be the team in the American League with the best record and the team in the National League. That's how it should be.
Who do you want with the Brewers?
Either the Brewers or the Red Sox. I want them to square off in the World Series.
When's the last time either of them have won a World Series? It's been a while, huh?
The Red Sox would be 6 years ago. I think 5 or 6 years ago.
Brewers in the 80s.
Brewers quite a while ago. Yeah.
Plus Milwaukee. I like beer. I like cheese curds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't like the Packers.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it plays out. I think you could be in luck.
Jim's been watching it. I was trying to watch This Is Us last night, and I'd walk away for a minute, and I'd come back, and mm-hmm. he would have it on the elimination grounds.
It was a good game last night. The Red Sox beat the Yankees by a run. It was a good game. I just saw some highlights. I didn't watch the whole thing. It's very strange because baseball now, when you get to this part of the playoffs, it's on various channels, and I'm never sure which channel it's on. And I know there's ways to hit search on your TV, and you can find
you
it if you want to.
You are really something.
But it used to be you just turn on your TV, and look, there's baseball. It's right in front of you on Channel 7, and now it's all over the place.
You're a creature of habit, aren't you?
To some extent. To some extent. Not full extent. How would you have handled this yesterday? I'm curious how you would have handled this.
I like these little segments.
When I go shopping for tennis shoes, I go pretty much white. That's pretty much it. I don't
go
outrageous.
Which are harder to find now, aren't they? I don't notice many white gym
shoes.
I know
where to go to get the kind I like. I like, they're called Air Monarchs by Nike. I know where to get them. I know how much they should be. There's not a lot of haggling involved. I just go in and I buy them and I go on my merry way. And then I put them on and I wear them and I feel like $1 million. But I don't go outrageous. I know a lot of guys... they're two-tone or three-tone or whatever, and there's a lot of fluff to them and stuff. I just want your basic white classic, right? So at the health club yesterday, this guy is working out next to me who had the single most amazing pair of tennis shoes I've ever seen in my life.
I have shoe envy. I've never heard you have it.
I've never had it before because I don't want any thinking involved. I've been getting the same kind for about 10 years now.
Did I not just ask him if he was a creature of habit? And he's like, about
it depends
sure
on what it is. It depends
you
on what it is.
You seem pretty habitual. Not there about bad things, but about...
There are things that I do like to try new... you know,
like what? What's the...
All right, when a new food comes out on the market that I've never seen before, I go, that looks interesting, and I buy a box of it. Sometimes I'm happy with it. Sometimes I go, don't put cinnamon in there. What are you doing?
Because you seem to get the same thing all the time from this Chinese restaurant you go to.
Well...
Same
well,
gym
just
shoes.
Changed. That just changed.
Oh, my God.
I was getting the cashew chicken like 100 times in a row.
That's what I mean.
And somebody said, try the seafood, the ginger seafood platter. You won't believe it. And then I switched over a week ago, and now I can't be... Now that's my thing now.
Did Tina Louise serve it to you? Because wouldn't that be something?
Tina Louise served it to me. The ginger seafood platter. Yeah. All right. So
all right, I didn't mean to interrupt
this
you.
This guy has on... I'm going to try to describe them to you.
All right.
Don't bother looking it up, Wendy, because I spent an hour and 20 minutes looking it up yesterday.
You don't know what I can find on the internet.
All right. I'll tell you what it is. If you can find this.
Do you know the brand?
Yeah, Nike.
All right.
No doubt about it, because I saw the logo on both sides. They looked like they were electric. Now, as I describe it to you, you go, why would you want to wear something like that? I'm telling you, this looked so stunning.
A stunning pair of gym shoes.
They looked like they were electric, like they glowed, but they didn't. It was just an optical illusion. They had many colors in them. It started out, the front of it was like blue, but the blue quickly became purple. The purple quickly became green. The green became yellow. The very back of it was orange. I know the front of it was blue and the back was orange, and I memorized that because I love the Miami Dolphins colors.
Yes.
So that part I go, okay, well, that's easy to remember. It's kind of an aquamarine blue in front, becoming purple into green. The back was an orange, right? The colors faded just seamlessly. It was I can't figure out how they did it because it was so many colors involved in these shoes. So I looked at it for, I'm watching him and I'm thinking to myself, what I should do now is ask him where he got those because I want to buy those. I don't know what they cost. I don't know where you get them. I just know I want to buy those. And then I go, no, I'm not going to bother the guy. He's working out. How weird is that? Another guy comes up and goes, hey, tell me about those shoes. I got to get a pair of shoes. That's just odd, right?
No, it isn't. I do it a lot.
But I think for women, that's more allowable.
I think
for a guy to come up and say, I really enjoy your shoes. Where do you get something like, I want to buy those shoes. That seems strange. I don't know him. He doesn't know me. He's busy. So like the whole time I'm trying to memorize everything about him so that when I get to my computer, I can just Google keywords. So all I remember is, multicolored Nike shoes.
And they're orange in the back?
The very back of them is orange.
And are they running shoes? Are they cross-training?
Cross-training. I would say cross-training. So I go to the Nike website, and there's 648 options of shoes, and each option has various colors. So even though I kind of knew the color scheme, when you go to multicolored, again, you start out with 647 or 48, and then that breaks down to another 300 that are multicolor, and then I plugged in every color. I spent over an hour last night looking for them. I can't find them.
I gotta
go to the Nike store and tell them what I saw, right? They would know in a minute, wouldn't they?
Yeah, can't you just ask the guy what you saw?
I should have. I thought it'd be easier. I thought all I'd need to do is just plug this into a computer, and they would be.
Are they really bright colors, or are they kind of muted pastel-y?
They're more bright with an electric sheen to them, like a neon-y look to them. They're so unlike the kind of shoes I would... I just get white ones. That's it.
That works for you.
They're classic.
I hate white gym shoes.
Do you really?
It reminds me of... back in the days of the Richard Simmons Anatomy Asylum, I used to go work out there,
yeah.
And I had to have the ankle-high Reebok high-top aerobic shoes.
Yeah.
And they had Velcro that you would
I think I remember those.
To any Hooters.
Yeah,
Those girls are still wearing them.
That's what they're wearing, yeah.
And ever since then, it's like a white gym shoe has just been, that's a gym shoe. Now I like the black gym shoes. My husband wears black Nikes with the black sole because then he feels he doesn't have to wear dress shoes.
Oh.
Because in a way, they kind of...
Yeah, they fit the bill. Well, to some extent. I mean...
Well, not if he's going... But I mean...
hardcore...
He wouldn't wear them to a wedding.
Would say, that's not a dress shoe. That's a Nike. You can't fool me.
Right, but it doesn't look like, you know, oh, look, there's some white gym
shoes.
I love the black gym shoe with the white sole. I think that's just a kick-ass look.
Yeah.
I can't find these and this is killing me.
You won't be able to.
I will.
I can't tell you how much time I spent, well over an hour last night. I combed through every kind of Nike shoe that they sell at the Nike store. They just don't have them. I think this guy had them specially crafted.
Can you give me the colors again?
All right.
Start at the toe.
Okay. So that's like an aquamarine-y blue, but that quickly dissipates into a purple. That becomes green. And depending on where you were looking at them from, it appeared that it was giving off a different color glow. They were, Joseph with the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Yes.
These are the shoes that you would wear if you purchased the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Because they had every color that you could ever imagine, and then some, because it was blends of colors. But the thing that stood out was they looked like you plugged them in and they lit up, but they didn't, because that would be, I wouldn't want shoes like that, but they gave that kind of a look, like a neon bright look.
That sounds too flashy for you.
Do you know why I want to get them? It is too flashy for me, but I would use them to play tennis because whoever I'd be playing wouldn't be able to focus on the game because they would just be looking at my shoes and they'd go, I don't even know what color, was that yellow, is that orange, is that, I don't know what color those are. It would just mess with whoever I was playing with.
Have you ever seen that guy before?
No. I've never seen him before. I think he's a visitor from the future. I think in the future, everybody will have shoes like that. But today, nobody does except that guy.
What color were the soles?
Mm.
Like, did they stand out? Were they white? Were they, like, sort of colored like the rest of the shoe?
Everything, every part of it was brightly colored. It doesn't, like, if it was me telling me this, I'd go, you wouldn't wear shoes like that. What's wrong with you? Stop
it. Are those them?
No.
Oh, Jasmine sent something.
No,
because these, the shoes, man. That Jasmine, the shoes that you sent, the colors, like, the bottom part is blue, and then you get, like, a reddish orange, and then you get yellow, and then you get green. On these shoes, on these electric Nike shoes, the color just magically transformed into the other color seamlessly. It wasn't, this is
so
where
it was
one
a
color
fade.
Starts. Yeah, I guess you'd say that, yeah. Yeah.
I will find them for you by this time tomorrow.
Will you buy them for me?
No, that I won't do.
Come on.
And I bet you they're old, so...
They were in perfect condition. So whatever material they used to craft these shoes, obviously lasts
lava.
For years. Is it lava?
Yes.
It could be.
I need to
molten
know
molten lava
they're
Nikes.
Running shoes or cross-training.
He seemed very happy with them. I didn't want to disturb him, but he had the look of a guy who made a good shoe purchase. And that's what I mean, that's part of the battle for me. But you go like, oh, well, would those match anything? Quick answer, they would match everything because every color of the rainbow was represented in them. And that's a good message for the kids, I think, who'd see me in those shoes.
Well, you wear gym shoes every day, so...
No, I, like, to work, I usually wear, like, what would you call these, boat shoes?
Let me see these.
Bill's a little excited. This, Jasmine keeps
no,
sending me
No, that's not
stuff.
Eddie. That's not even close. But
I'm going to give up soon.
But these, I did last night, Jazz, after an hour and 20 minutes. But these also have the same kind of an electrical look. Like when you, I know people can't see this because it's radio. But Wendy, you can see this. The picture that Jasmine just sent us, those shoes look like you could plug them in and
yeah.
You could read next to them.
You know why you like these?
Mm-mm.
It reminds you of Light Bright.
You're onto something.
I am. I know
there.
You pretty well.
It has a light.
Yep.
Right. If you were going to make shoes out of Light Bright, that's kind of these shoes would be them. You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm not going to turn that down. Could I get a whole Light Bright suit? I think that would be.
David Byrne has one. You can just buy one from him. Rent
wouldn't that
it.
Be impressive? Bill never gets dressed up, but when he does, look at him. That guy has a glow to him.
You always have a glow to you. That's pretty close.
No,
but were they shaped like a jogger, like a running shoe? See, I like the fact...
I'm not real good at being able to discern what's a cross trainer, what's a jogging shoe. I can tell basketball shoes. I know the cut of a basketball shoe. It was not that. And, of course, I know golf shoes because they have spikes on the bottom. It wasn't that. They look comfortable. The color was insane.
Nikes run small, though. Don't you find that to be the case?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
I think all the time.
Always?
Yeah.
The size doesn't even matter to me. They're so cool that I would get a size three sizes too big or too small for me. I just want to own them.
Okay.
Well, I'll hang them from my rearview mirror.
Jasmine is
to now,
find them.
No, this isn't
good,
even close
again. Good,
because
those look like clown shoes.
These are clown shoes.
Those are, what is that called? Primary colors, more than... Yours were more neon
this
colors?
This was an electric neon-y feel to them, yeah.
Neon-y?
yes. Yeah.
Just, if you see the guy, would you just please ask him?
Oh, I'm going every day now until I find this guy again. I don't know how often he works out.
Well, fix your crooked Walgreens glasses when you approach him, because he's going to think you're Jerry Lewis.
I'm going to... Where'd you get the shoes? Yay, with the shoes.
Are those ladies?
Are those ladies' shoes? As soon as the show is over, I'm driving to my health club, and I'm just going to stand at the entranceway.
And stalk him.
And look at people's shoes. I'm guessing most people work, I mean, everyone's different, but he probably comes in every second or third day. So my eyes are going to be...
Maybe
you know,
he's an everydayer.
Oh, he could be. With shoes like that, I'd go in every day. Although he has nothing to prove. I mean, he found the coolest pair of tennis shoes in the world. I've never had this before. I've never felt this way about clothing before.
Oh, my God. This is what women feel like all the time. We have purse envy, shoe envy.
I can't imagine how much that must
jacket
feel.
Jacket envy.
I never get that. Like, whatever.
I like to see you getting this for once.
Whatever people are wearing, I just go, oh, that's all right. Whatever they have on, that's cool. That's good for them. But I've never seen a piece of clothing.
That you coveted?
Yeah.
You coveted your... neighbor's shoe.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Really? You've never seen a superhero costume you've coveted?
Yeah.
Leave it to Judy to bring the truth.
There, we were getting the girls' Halloween costumes years and years ago, and at this particular costume place, it was one of those places that's only open for 5 weeks out of the year.
Yeah, a pop-up.
It was an Amblin's Flower World, and then it became Haunted Flower Land, or whatever they call it.
This is why you should go to Goodwill, but anyway.
Yeah, no, you're right. There was a guy there who was trying on a Count Chocula costume.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at him, and I go, I don't know you, but you have to get that. He goes, do you think so? I go, yes.
If you don't, I will.
I would wear that. Forget a Halloween. I would just wear that around. I would just dress like Count Chocula.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
You got to get it. I've learned, because there was one time I was at a Marshall's or a TJ Maxx, and there was a cute purse that I loved. And I had it on my arm. It was kind of expensive for TJ's. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And there was a woman, another customer next to me, who was kind of noticing I was going back and forth. And I go, what do you think? And she goes, it's kind of off season. And I go, yeah, I guess. And I put it back. I swear to God, I turned around.
Did she buy it?
She picked it up as soon as I put it down. I will never forget that.
I'm surprised you didn't throw a dart at her.
I almost tackled her, but I don't want to be kicked out of TJ Maxx because I like to go there. But I couldn't believe it.
Who would do that?
She just said, yeah, I think it's a little summery. And I'm like, well, and it was fall, you know. And I said, well, I could save it for next year. I really love it. And she goes, yeah. She just acted like it, you know.
That's terrible.
I know. And I put it down. And it wasn't immediately, which had she waited five more, maybe 30 more seconds, I would have turned around and said, okay, I'm just going to get it. You can always return it.
Yeah.
But never will I ever. Ask a stranger for an opinion,
no.
Or to put something back.
Do you think it was already in her mind that
yes.
she was? So
I
she purposely
she saw
said
me
negative
looking
things.
Because yes. I've wanted to do that, but I can't. Like if you go and you see something and there's someone in front of you looking at a blouse or something, it's like, oh my God, I love
that. Not to bring up Goodwill again, but it does happen a lot at Goodwill.
Does it?
Yeah, because
why?
You gotta grab it.
Yeah, you gotta grab it. And you have to watch it when it's in your cart.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
somebody will take it out of your shopping cart?
Yeah, they'll take your cart. Yeah. But so when you get the big ticket items, they have an actual ticket on it, and you take the bottom part, you rip the bottom part off, meaning you're going
to
buy it.
As if to say you've laid claim
to it. Yeah,
I'm
going to take this dresser, and then you go up. But they only give you a certain amount of time because people then start inquiring about it. Hey, I want that dresser too.
Right.
Is a person going to buy it? And then, so you have to go and get it in a certain amount of time. But the same thing, I remember one time I was looking at a dresser at Goodwill. It was beautiful. Old dress, and I'm standing there. It was like $7. And this woman comes up and she said, for God's sake, the hardware on that dresser is worth it. And I'm like, all right,
yeah,
I bought it.
You got to worry still about getting it home.
Still have it. It's beautiful. The hardware is gorgeous.
Worth $7.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a break. Judy has the news, and then there's more show. Stick around. It's Bill Effin. It's Wendy Snyder on WGN.
Oh, my God. I cannot find your stupid gym shoes.
You can give up, Wendy.
I tried so long
last night.
I'll find them for you.
I'm just going to go to the Nike store and ask them and see what they say.
Did you lose your shoes?
No, I didn't lose them.
He saw some guy working out, and Mr. White Shoes was so excited about these neon fades.
They were really cool. Like,
can I just
honestly,
tell you something? Take a picture of them.
Do I ask the guy's permission? I just sneak a picture of his shoes?
You know how many times I've walked down Michigan Avenue and I like the highlights on some woman?
I've seen you do that.
I know. I did it from the Showcase studio.
And then you ask, where did you get those?
No, I just sometimes...
Then you take it into a store and you go, I'm looking for this. Who's got this?
Just ask where he got them.
Well, that's what I would do.
Or nice shoes. And then people in the Midwest can't wait to tell you where they got them and how much they cost.
Although I rode up on the elevator with some woman last week and I loved her blouse. And I said, oh my God, I love that blouse. And she said, thank you. And I was like, and?
You wanted to know where she
like,
got it.
Because me, you asked me, it's like, oh, yeah, I got it at TJ Maxx, $14.99 or whatever. She
but
offered
some people,
nothing.
Yeah, because she doesn't want you to buy it.
That's
there are
true.
People like that.
That's true.
Yeah, but I don't work with her.
You're in the same elevator. You might see her.
One time, I'll never see her again.
I mean, have you ever been in an elevator wearing the same thing as another girl? That's always fun.
Never.
You've had that happen?
Not in an elevator, but I've been somewhere. I mean, I've been like at a party and we had the same.
Oh, yeah.
I've
sure.
never had that
yeah.
happen.
Oh, yeah. But don't you think it's easier for a girl to do that? Like for a guy to come up and go, hey, I really like your shoes. Where'd you get them? That makes me look dangerous. You don't think?
I don't know. Is that how you guys are? You can't say nice
guy can't
shoes.
Say that.
You're not, you
then
know.
He'd say to the other weightlifters, hey, this guy likes my shoes. Ah. There'd
I'll
be a
tell
lot of
you,
that.
Wow. I keep thinking Jim works out all the time, and I bet if somebody said, hey, those are cool shoes, where'd you get them? He'd come home, and that'd be the first thing he told me. He'd go,
make his day.
I got some compliments on my shoes today.
Yeah.
Thanks for buying them for me, Wendy.
Well, what stock? What were they? Nikes? What kind of
Nikes?
Nikes?
Are you 100% sure?
Positive.
To find a Nike? Yeah, you just find them.
I already said this, but I went to their website, and they've got almost 500 kinds of shoes on their website. And I went through each, and each shoe, like once you click on it, it gives you four or five different color options and stuff. I spent an hour and 20 minutes last night looking for them. There's nothing close to it on their website.
You have to search on Google and hit images.
Maybe they're knockoffs.
No, they wouldn't. No.
How well do you know?
They're Likies.
They're Likies.
They're
not
really Nike. They're Likey Nike.
I fell for it. I totally fell for it. I got to find them because they're really... And I don't even know how often because they're so distracting. They're like nothing I've ever seen before. They look like they look like you plug them in and they glow.
Oh, they're neon.
Yeah. But it's not like me to wear something like that at all.
Yeah, that's not like you at all. That's weird.
I know.
So they kind of light up? But it's just the colors.
Oh, my God. If you get light-up shoes at your age...
No, I won't get light-up shoes. I won't.
Bobby Slayton is going to be with us at Tree Time. We're going to be out there.
But he's connected to a different company. He's not Nike, is he?
No, he's Skechers.
Skechers.
And his late wife, I believe, not his new current...
Girlfriend. Yeah.
She bought him light-up shoes from Skechers. They had them custom-made. They were light-ups like little kids
See,
have.
I don't want that.
Ooh, why not?
I don't want light-up shoes.
You of all people?
Screams, I thought you Bill would, Leff.
I know, right?
I think they're called the Bill
Leff.
Well,
at least buy them and put them on a shelf.
I still have... I should bring these in. I've told you this, Wendy. There was a video on when I was in high school for Walking on Sunshine. Remember that?
Yeah,
song?
For Katrina and the Waves.
Katrina and the Waves. One of the guys in the band had Converse shoes that were real bright, aqua-colored.
That's the best story.
So I went and bought them. And then after I bought them, I'm like... What am I going to wear these? I've never worn them. I'm serious. I still have them in my closet. They have never been worn once.
Why didn't your daughters wear them? They're probably too big.
They made fun of me for like they think it's
well.
The
that
funniest
is the funniest
the
story because that's so you're not that.
I'm never influenced by stuff like that ever.
And you're not that bright of a color guy. I can't see you.
No.
But
give them to Jerry Nunn.
And Jerry would love those.
Oh,
I bet.
He would get maybe a pair of glasses to go with them.
He matches his glasses.
I love that color, that real...
Because you like the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I love
you are
color.
Really easy to figure out today. I figured out...
Why don't you just wear them tomorrow? With some jeans. They'll look good with jeans.
Somebody'd punch me.
I don't think so.
Give them to John Williams. He'll wear them.
Based on what?
He would wear
something
like
that.
Yeah, kind of quirky Chuck Taylors, right?
You said all are Converse, I thought.
They're Converse high tops.
Converse high tops, yeah. Does that automatically mean they're Chuck Taylors? It doesn't, does it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I thought Chuck Taylors were cut a certain way. I thought.
I don't think so.
These are Opie Taylors.
You know, growing up in Chicago, every year, that's what I would get a new pair of high tops.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
That was like a thing.
Yeah.
Everyone. And they didn't, they kind of had some colors, but not a lot.
They weren't comfortable. I'm sorry. There was
I
really,
know.
They
it
were
was
so
total
flat.
Fashion. Total yep. fashion.
Yeah.
Then you remember a shoe called Jed Clampett's?
No. Really?
Were those like Doc Martin boots?
Well, they're boots. They were suede.
Was that a nickname for them?
Yeah,
or did
we
they...
called them Jed Clampett's. Okay. Yeah, they were, again, the high tops.
Yeah.
And they were like suede boots.
But Jed Clampett never wore those, but they were the kind of thing that you'd think of.
Yeah, I thought maybe everyone knew that, but I guess that was a regional thing. Maybe just right
those.
In Bucktown.
I think I'm aware of that, but yes, the Converse All-Star, and then it says Chuck Taylor.
That must be newer. Because
no, Chuck Taylor All-Stars or Converse All-Stars is a model of casual shoe manufactured by Converse that was initially developed as a basketball shoe in the early 20th century. The design of the Chuck Taylor All-Star has remained largely unchanged since its introduction in the 1920s.
So those are the All-Stars.
The Chuck Taylors are.
Converse All-Stars.
Yes.
I mean, that's a different look a little bit.
I wear Chuck Gowdies.
More on it.
Do you ever wear those?
They're very tan.
Very tan. They're beautiful. All right, it's news time.
I feel bad for Warner Saunders.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of his.
He was great on Channel 5. We're trying to remember the name of the show he had. He had a public affairs show that I think was Common Ground, wasn't it?
Jim Tillman.
Jim Tillman hosted Common Ground?
I don't think Jim Tillman, he was weather, right?
Yeah, weather and an airline pilot.
Yeah, maybe not.
One of those weatherman airline pilots.
I know Warner Saunders hosted some program.
He did, right? Yeah. Like a public affairs show.
Yeah, Common Ground isn't...
Really?
It's not
that doesn't sound
ringing
right.
Ringing a bell, but you could be right.
I loved watching he and Joan Esposito. They were together a very long time.
Mm-hmm. They were co-anchors together?
Yep.
When I was in Huatuco, Mexico, one of the natives there said, oh, see that? I was admiring an island I was looking at with houses on it. And he said, oh, yeah. Not knowing who I was or anything, he's like, there's a very famous lady who lives there from Chicago, Joan Esposito.
Oh, really?
No, I was like, really?
The locals are giving out her home address.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
I'm surprised she
didn't
catch
island.
On
it was,
somewhere.
She's on the radio somewhere.
Is she really?
I don't know about that anymore. Yeah. Well, we know she lives in Huatuco part of the year.
Yeah,
so.
We do.
Well, I didn't know that till Blabbermouth Judy
now
told
we
us.
All know.
I mean, if the locals know, I think everyone knows. Right?
Right.
How would they know she was Joan Esposito, a TV anchor woman from Chicago? She's obviously telling people.
For a little while, there was a show on Channel 5 that I was a part of. It was only, I think it was only on for a couple of months. I was only on
it
for
it
a couple
called?
Of weeks.
Oh, wow. You can't remember?
You really
remember?
Don't remember?
I don't
you
remember,
remember
the name
everything.
Of it. Marion Brooks was one of the hosts of it.
Like her.
And then they had different people doing reports, and I was one of the people doing reports. I did like the lighter side type stuff. And Warner Saunders was always in when we were planning stuff. He was always walking by or he was around in the newsroom. He always had very positive things to say to everybody.
He
very,
was
very nice.
A tall drink of water.
Yeah.
And dressed so sharply. Really nice guy.
I'm trying to remember the guy. Who was the guy at Channel 5? Not Russ Ewing. Russ Ewing was the guy that everybody used to, like, if you were going to surrender, you would say, I'm only going to surrender if Russ Ewing shows
yeah.
up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he always at, he was
yeah.
always at Surrenders. But there was some other guy who did stuff. Oh, Art Norman.
Oh, I love him.
Art Norman.
He had the best laugh in the world.
Oh, didn't he? Art Norman, every conversation I ever had about anything with Art Norman, he would turn to Michael Jackson. Like, no matter what we were talking about, you name the topic, he'd go, yeah, it's like, remember in the Thriller album when Michael Jackson, like, everything
hilarious.
We'd ever talk about, it ended with some reference to Michael Jackson.
Interesting.
I have no idea why.
He must have been a big fan.
He loved Michael Jackson.
He although, was great.
Although sometimes, like, it would get real metaphor. Like, did you ever have a conversation with somebody that would take a turn and you go, oh, I didn't expect this? And then he would always bring it back to
Michael.
Like, yeah. I don't know how he did it.
I wonder, remember a guy named Chuck from Channel 5? He was such an anchor man. He was.
Oh,
yeah.
Remember
Chuck
Henry.
Tour.
Chuck Henry.
Chuck Henry, was it?
Yeah.
He was like, hey, how you doing?
That's Chuck Henry. Jet black hair,
yeah.
perfectly coiffed.
Yes.
He went on to do like entertainment reports for
oh, okay.
some network
yeah.
somewhere.
That seemed like his bag of...
Yeah, he was good.
Did you hear about... I should have the whole story before I bring it up. But remember Chris Long, who was on Fox here?
Chris Long.
K-R-I-S. Chris Long.
Yes, I do remember him.
He tweeted something political and was fired from his job in California,
oh, really?
I believe. Yeah.
What sort of job was it?
He was an anchor.
He was?
And he, California anchor Chris Long resigns after he defended Brett Kavanaugh on Facebook.
Wow.
It's, he put a 400-word post on one of his social media accounts. He was in Palm Springs. And this is what he said. You are beyond dreaming if you think 17-year-old boys are not going to misbehave. California news anchor resigns after sharing a 400-word post defending Brett Kavanaugh against the sexual misconduct allegations. Mm. It was a CBS affiliate, KESQ, Esquire.
Are you sure? See, that sounds more like he was fired because of what he said about maybe boys will be boys rather than... Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, it says,
that would be weird. You know, you can, even though you're a news anchor on your own time and in your own personal life, but I wonder if he said, it sounds like he was like, boys.
You know
boys.
How guys are.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
Of course we sexually assaulted girls when we were young.
Right.
We were young at 18.
That's an opinion that's come up so often in the last couple weeks. And believe me when I tell you, because I spent about 6 years being a teenage boy. It's not that way.
Right. It's never a defense, ever.
You don't look at it as an option.
No, it's awkward, and sometimes boys could be pushy, But when push right. came to shove, shove they right. would stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really, there's, as I always like to say, black and white, good and bad.
Yeah.
Legal and non-legal.
After yep. his initial post, he got more than 160 comments, which really isn't that much, on Facebook. He deleted it, replaced it with an apology the next day, saying, "The previous post to this page has been deleted. This is a sensitive and controversial subject, and I apologize for any offense that it had caused."
Don't you think that could have been enough to possibly save his job? I'm not defending him, but maybe somebody at the station goes, "Hey, Chris, is this really what you want to say? Well, then get rid of it." Maybe that's enough or not enough.
He defended a 17-year-old Kavanaugh, and it's pretty long. It goes on to defend him, yeah. and, you know, boys will be boys, teenage boys will be boys. I don't know. It's a tough road here. We are not journalists. We are able to have our own opinions on the air.
Yeah.
And to an extent, I believe you are too, Judy. I mean, in a
yes.
way, when you're reporting the news, you're supposed to report it objectively
right.
and not go, "Check this out." But when you're having a conversation, can't you
Absolutely.
Express
That's
your views?
Why I said I think I'm going to have to go read that 400, yeah. those 400 words now. But I feel like maybe that was more of him defending actions rather than Brett Kavanaugh
yeah,
and
I
saying,
do too.
Yeah, and if he's saying, "Listen, come on, you know," because that seems to get fired over that, he probably had to say something like, "Ah, these women, you know, suck
right.
it up. I mean,
right.
that's what boys do," that kind of thing. I'm not sure, but
he went on, "This is part of it. This just stinks of political maneuvering. I fear the day may be coming when some otherwise deserving office seeker is deemed unacceptable due to accidentally bumping the leg of a kindergartner of the opposite sex during nap time." That's
See,
way
and, yeah.
different.
And yeah, and there he is saying that Christine Ford, you know, doesn't matter.
Right.
Whatever she said,
right.
you know. I mean,
that's what the confirmation said to the world.
Yeah. Well,
did you see this is a story from
that's not usually what intelligent people say.
This is the way we animals are made. Now, that certainly does not mean anyway.
There you go.
Mean that a 17-year-old should be allowed to force himself on a young girl. That illegal act is reprehensible at 17, 37 or 77. But to allow someone to accuse a fellow teenager of some lesser miscreant behavior from some four decades ago, I feel a real stretch.
And then he was let go.
So, you know, right off the bat, being a woman, he obviously doesn't even understand the Me Too movement. I mean, it's not about he said, she said. It just isn't. It's about behavior.
Aren't you thinking, as this gets deeper and crazier by the day, that a lot of people don't understand it?
Well, yes.
I really don't. I think a
How
lot of people...
How can that be in this day and age?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, now that I think about it, I would answer that a little bit differently. I think that
people know
do what, understand it,
yeah.
but don't care.
Oh, that's that might be worse.
In the world we live in today,
that's probably
yeah,
worse.
We need the Me Too movement because it seems like people need to be reminded.
Right.
You know, to say that, nah, well, if it did happen, who cares?
Right.
It was a long time ago. It's not right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that whatever, we should always learn. We should always learn and move forward.
That hasn't happened
a
lot lately.
No, it hasn't. And so if that's what it takes, the Me Too movement, in order to tell people this does happen,
right.
this is why women didn't come forward, and now let's move forward and make it better.
But I will prove to you, not that you needed this to be proved to you, but that we haven't moved forward, is that now we have two judges on the Supreme Court who have done different versions of the same sort
right.
of thing.
Clarence
Thomas
are you
is
so
still
depressing
there?
Me? Yeah.
I kind of forgot about yeah. that matter, mm-hmm. and that's terrible
what
that
learned.
I did.
But doesn't
yeah.
that show we really haven't progressed
no, right.
that much?
Exactly.
That, you know, you can hear, and I believe me, I know people on the other side will go, "It's just his word against hers." I get that, but...
But again, when you're a Supreme Court nominee,
yeah.
you should have no taint
right.
at all.
There should not
right.
even be a, he might right. have.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like our anchorman here, who got fired.
Yeah,
he gets fired for saying that, but yet Supreme Court nominees, we just
in
say,
a position that's way higher
right.
than an anchor.
I mean,
but you could look at. I'm no fan of Billy Bush's, but who was the bad guy in that? Donald Trump or Billy Bush?
He came out talking
fired?
About that. That
Did he?
Yeah, there was something that just came out like the other day. He was saying that, you know, his life completely exploded.
It did.
And nothing happened to anybody else,
right.
Meaning Donald Trump. And they kind of like shunned him, like, yeah, Billy Bush, yeah, we don't want anything to do. No one backed him up at all.
You that already know because we've talked about it. Billy Bush, to me, was one of the worst journalists I've ever seen. He's
he is
horrible.
But is
he actually a journalist?
No.
He's a host.
Entertainment.
Yeah, he was an entertainment reporter.
But he lost his job. He lost his wife. He lost his family. He lost all that. Nobody's hiring him. He's not getting any work at all. Everybody else, business as usual.
The other guy got the best job ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, the bottom line, really, in this world we live in today, it's people are saying and doing things that I don't think they would have done before. The doors have opened for people to be their worst, I think.
I'm sure you saw this, but Dr. Ford, still not able to move back into her house, still getting death threats.
Which I just don't get. Why she's getting the death threats? It's weird.
I know.
Yeah, that's the scary part to me. And I mean, even in my personal life, people say things. I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would mm-hmm. you say that? Well, because that's what they feel or think.
Right.
And because they can.
Yeah.
Social media needs to be done away with.
No more social media.
That's what gave people their voice, though.
But it would have happened anyway. Really? I mean, I get what you're saying, but even if there wasn't social media, it still would have happened. You know, it's when I feel like when you see the president of the United States say and do things that are so reprehensible, and by that I mean
mocking Dr. Ford,
yes,
which
mocking a disabled person. I swear, when that happened,
I
was like, we're done. No.
But that's your side. The other side says, well, he just kind of does that when he's flitting around.
But again, I go back to black and white, right and wrong. No, it's wrong. This is the problem. What he did was absolutely wrong. How can you ever defend that? And yet people do.
Well, you can't defend it if your own dad did it. You'd be embarrassed for him. Why aren't you embarrassed for your president doing something?
Right. It's not right. And people, they don't care.
Well, you know how he is.
Here's my biggest hope.
I am hopeful.
The doctor you had on earlier?
Dr. Duffy.
Ugh,
I'm hopeful, God. Judy.
Because he said young people, most of them get it. They get it. They're like, yeah.
They're above it.
My children, my younger, you know, my boys, they're in their 20s and they're like, yeah. I'm not even saying they like it. They always tell, well, the youngest one always complains that he's mad that his dad and I made him care about the world.
Oh.
Success.
But you know what?
Overall, that's
because,
a good thing.
Yeah, he wants to just be a shallow, rich guy, but no, he can't.
But young people today, honestly, know that this isn't forever. It's really bad right now, and America's been really bad before, and it usually takes the worst for it to make something change.
Right. I feel like they're living through what our great-grandparents lived through, the world wars. When things were so, it's a different
kind
different,
of thing,
but
yeah.
The same.
Yeah,
you know, we didn't have that. We've had a pretty good life these past few, decades.
We have.
They're smarter, and hopefully they're more. They have empathy.
Let's
be
hope
hopeful.
So.
I
am.
Children
hopeful.
Are our future. I said it before.
Yeah.
I'll say it again.
My children make me hopeful. So I'm
your
good.
Children are
and
not
Bill.
The future, but everyone else.
Bill,
no, I'm kidding.
Bill wanting neon shoes.
That shows
you
that we're
what?
Advancing.
I am optimistic.
Yeah. I am so
good
with
reason.
You.
With good reason, Judy. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks,
we'll take
Judy.
A quick break and close up shop. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
All right, we just got an alert that catastrophic category 4 Hurricane Michael makes landfall on the Florida Panhandle. This just happened a couple minutes ago. So. Godspeed. Be careful.
Yeah, we hope everything's okay to the people who are out there. That's it for today's show. Thanks so much for listening. Tomorrow, Thursday.
Already?
Yeah, Wendy, Thursday. Yeah,
woo!
It's true. All right, that's it. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.